From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board are interviewing crew members of the USS Greenville today. On Friday, the Navy submarine collided with a Japanese fishing trawler near Honolulu. One question is whether or not the presence of 15 civilian visitors aboard the submarine may have been a factor in that accident. Navy officials acknowledged that two of the visitors were at control stations on board the sub as it struck the Japanese vessel. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
During the Cold War, U.S. submarines were generally off-limits to non-military personnel, but in the past decade or so, the U.S. Navy has wanted Americans to know more about their submarine fleet. Members of Congress, businessmen, civic leaders, and journalists are often invited aboard for an inside look at submarines in operation. Lieutenant Commander Scott Waddell, who commanded the USS Greenville, hosted many visitors on his submarine. Roger Dunham, himself a former submariner, went for a ride on the Greenville last fall.
Commander Waddell was everywhere and active with everything. He knew us all very rapidly by name. He continuously, throughout the time we were there, introduced the crew members as they passed on by the compartment area. He spoke with great pride of the individual members of his crew. He's very, very proud of his crew.
Submarine visitors even get a chance occasionally to take the helm and drive the ship as it goes through its maneuvers. Dunham says he was offered that opportunity when he was aboard the Greenville last fall, but he declined.
There were other civilians who had not been on submarines before that were very interested in this. It was an extraordinarily positive public relations process. I opted to allow the others to do it. I observed and just watched the whole variety of activities in the control center when we went down and then came back up from the greater depths.
Navy officials say that two of the 15 civilians aboard the Greenville last Friday were at control positions on the submarine as it sped to the surface and then hit the Japanese vessel. That news angered the first mate on the Japanese ship, Ryoichi Miya. "It's absolutely unforgivable," he said yesterday. The Greenville is not an especially large submarine. It carries a crew of 130, so the 15 civilians who were aboard last Friday were a crowd. John Hammerschmidt, the National Transportation Safety Board member directing the investigation of the Greenville's collision, visited the submarine yesterday. He said afterwards that his main impression was how tight it was, especially in the submarine control room where the visitors were congregated.
When we were there, there were a lot of people passing us, and they're such close quarters in that area that when anyone needs to walk by you, you have to, you know, move aside. It contains a lot of equipment. It's the hub of the control of the ship.
Navy officials are not releasing the names of the civilians who were aboard the Greenville last Friday, citing privacy concerns. They insist there's no reason to conclude the visitors contributed to the accident. Controlling the helm is a relatively simple task on a submarine, often assigned to an inexperienced crew member. Captain Tom Kyle, Deputy Chief of Staff of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, last night emphasized that visitors sitting at the controls of the Greenville would hardly have been responsible for the ship's actions.
If there were civilians on watch or standing at any of these stations on the ship, they were under the direct control of a qualified military submarine person, so that person, that military person, could take control of any action that was initiated by a civilian.
Still, neither the Navy nor the NTSB investigators have come up with an explanation for why the Greenville collided with the Japanese vessel. Today, a Pentagon official said the Navy's own investigation could possibly lead to criminal charges being filed against the commander or other crew members if there is evidence of negligence. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.